producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Empire Beneath the Ice, available exclusively at SteveCole.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com is our main site. A lot of big news has broken there in the last hour. I haven't gotten to. David Spade, Obama should have more dignity than to appear on reality TV. Why does that matter? So many Hollywood stars are going public against the Obamas. Kurt Russell for the Second Amendment, you name it. It shows there's major rumbling. And people don't, I always told you, they don't want to be Republican or Democrat. They want to be libertarian. They want to be patriots. What did Kurt Russell say word for word last week? So there is a lot of craziness going on, ladies and gentlemen, but there's also a good Lord above. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Australia. You're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Hello?
Give me a big favor. Yeah, just turn your radio off and we'll hear from you. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, just give me a sec, please.
Yeah, 101 radio, folks, is you got to turn that radio now pretty much off, or it'll create, with a 10-second delay or the internet delay, a big delay, and then folks sit there and talk to us while they listen to themselves, and it just doesn't seem to work out too well. But we'll see what happens with John. John, you back yet?
Yeah. Good. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Steve if he knows about the second beast that speaks like a dragon that has two horns like a lamb. What's his take on it? Because I know what it actually means, but if Steve could tell me, he may actually know, so he might be someone else who knows.
Well, because of the time it would take to answer that, send me an email, steve777@stevequayle.com. I'll answer you privately. It just takes too long, and we're down to, the last 3 minutes, Alex? So we better, out of respect, go to the next call or whatever.
But, again, folks, if you don't believe in the Bible, that's your issue. The elites, I've been to Bohemian Grove, I've infiltrated it, they really believe this stuff. So, metaphysically, that's what we're dealing with. John, what do you think about all the craziness going on in the world?
Oh, it's crazy. This is all being set up for the beast, for the little horn.
That the ten horns give their power to?
Yeah, and he's meant to knock out three.
Absolutely. Let's go back to Steve Quayle here briefly. Thank you for the call. Call me again when we have more time, John. I'm sorry to squeeze in all these great callers. But Steve Quayle, isn't it crazy that the UN has 10 regions, 3 mega regions, and actually calls them kingdoms? I mean, they really are following the Bible.
Well, absolutely. Actually, the Bible declared the end at the beginning. You know, the Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. We have the testimony of history. But see, people live in denial of the relevance of God. And, you know, one of the literal words of the Lord we're seeing is a woe unto the nation that forgets God. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Sure.
And Alex, that's something that you have to deal with every day as well as I do. Lord, the foundations of this country are in effect destroyed. And if the salt of the earth won't stand up, speak up, and act up for that which is right, you know, look, we're a couple guys, and by the grace of God, we got the influence we've got. But you know this, Alex, you know, from the flack you get and from still, the nothing changing, it's all waiting for the button to be pressed. People know once the button's pressed, I always put it into gun control terms, when they absolutely say they're going for the guns, that's when everything kicks into high gear, in my opinion. That's when those who will withstand evil, and unfortunately, too many people will be on the trains going to their death going, well, I guess he wasn't crazy after all. That's not the point. The point is, we're telling them, don't get on the trains, don't go.
Look, there is manifest evil taking over. If we don't admit it and say no, it takes over. People,
absolutely.
It's not like people want to deny it's happening, hope it isn't happening. You've got to admit it's happening to put the genie back in the bottle. Steve Quayle, God bless you. Thank you for all the time.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Powerful interview with Steve Quayle. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I'm sure that Rob will want to go to you. He's coming up from the studio. I'm going to get out of here and He's going to come in here in the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, PrisonPlanet.tv. 6 months free when you sign up for a year right now. We've never offered a special like that at PrisonPlanet.tv. Take advantage of it. 20 people can use it.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live in the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew, joining you in the big studio. Don't get to do the fourth hour too much out of this big studio, so this should be a lot of fun. Got my Wake Up America coffee cup and coffee right here, ready to go. Got a lot of news. If you were listening to the regular show, then you heard my one-minute rant on the tiny houses that they're basically trying to condition you to be a trendy slave. And if they can condition you to accept a small closet that you live in and pay $3,000 a month for it, then they can get you to do anything. They can get you to pay a ton of money for Obamacare. They can get you to accept the fact that we have to go to war with an enemy that we fund. And I'm going to play a report on that we did earlier in December that pretty much has gone viral. It's got over 300,000 views. We just did a report akin to that over the weekend. I came in and shot one with Alex, Obama and ISIS Caught Eradicating Christianity. That's got 74,000 views. You know, came up here on a Saturday, and Jones called me up and said, hey, we need to shoot a report. There's a ton of news going out. And in that report, he talks about how since Obama came into office, the attacks on Christians have increased in the Middle East. That's when it happened. It wasn't really going on when George Bush was there, although he did plenty to lay the pavement and groundwork and the battle plan for what we see today. This is a two-armed strategy here. You think the Republicans are good and going to help you out, and they smack you in the face with a bunch of wars and false flag terror, and then the Democrats come along and clean you up with the left hook. But let's go back to this Daily Mail article. 60,000 New Yorkers sign up for tiny house development. 265 square foot apartments with retractable beds attract huge wave of interest. But would you pay $3,000 a month for this? And it shows how trendy they look. It looks like it's filled with IKEA furniture. I'll go to some of the photos here. You guys can get them overhead. And that's Carmel Place, a new development with 55 properties. But what's interesting about this is that New York has now said there can be no, we don't have size restrictions on apartments now. Now they can be any size. And, you know, normally the average studio apartment's 550 square feet with the average price of $2,300 a month, which is a lot. But now they're going to make it smaller and charge you more for it. But it looks trendy, so more people will go after it. And there was another story I saw over the weekend how millennials, they're the new, bellwether for everything. They don't like their parents' old furniture, the old solid furniture made of real wood. They want IKEA, cheap. Furniture that falls apart after a few years. That's what they're into because they've been sold that dream, that is the dream, is to have your own apartment filled with. And I'm not blaming, I own IKEA furniture. It's cheap and it's good and it's pretty solid overall. But if your parents are giving you a nice antique, you should take that. One, you don't have to pay for anything. You can refinish it. You can do a lot of things with these antiques, but they're not trained on it. They're trained to take this small living in where you can't turn, like submarine living. Here's another one, came out in February of this year. Life in a 90-square-foot box. Woman's apartment takes cramped New York living to an extreme. But she's in the West Village for just $775 a month, which is pretty much a steal in that area. But she's living in a 90-square-foot box, and you can see the picture of it right there. A new kind of micro-apartment. New York fashion industry worker Mary Helen Rao calls this 90-square-foot apartment in the West Village home. Okay, so it's all, and they put these out all over the place. I've got articles. I just did a short look. Here's another one from August. Inside NYC's impossibly small 100-square-foot apartment. Well, the lady living in the West Village has got this guy beat by 10 square feet. She's going even smaller. She's even more trendy. Here's one. Tiny space, big price. Micro apartments in Portland. The units might be tiny, but the price isn't. That's right. They're training you to accept and pay more for less. And are we running into time to play that report? Am I running out of time? Okay. All right. I just want to show you two more articles, and then we're going to go to this ISIS report. Next big thing, micro apartments coming to Detroit. There are acres and acres of space in Detroit that you can that they're bulldozing houses, and they don't want anybody living there. They're rewilding these areas. So what's their solution? Make small apartments and make people, cram them into them. And then Washington Post, what living in a dumpster for a year taught this professor about the things that we don't need. That's right. And the people that are selling you this are multi-gazillionaires. They're billionaires that want you to live with nothing while they have everything and they get all the resources. And this was another article. I think this is out of the New Yorker. Micro apartments, utopia or dystopia. This is a pretty interesting read that talks about, you know, what are they really selling you? Are they selling you a turd on a in a sandwich? It's exactly what they're selling you. Let's go to this report now. This is about how just kind of lays out the history of Obama and how he's running ISIS and quarterback and everything. I even put his Freudian slip in there a couple times. It's got 323,000 views. I'll give you the title when we get back, but let's go to that report.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
U.S. counterterrorism officials asking, why are ISIS fighters driving so many similar trucks, and where are they getting them from?
How do we know that the arms that are going to the Syrian rebels are not going to get into the hands of ISIS?
Because if we had people who could were there to funnel it to the right people, and I know these people, and I know who they are, and I know how to do it, and so do other people.
You are basically saying that even in government at the time, you knew those groups were around, you saw this analysis, sure, and you were arguing against it, but who wasn't listening?
I think the administration.
In an interview with the New Yorker magazine, he compares groups linked to Al-Qaeda to an amateur basketball team.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a local commander from the terrorist network Islamic State has admitted receiving funds transferred via the U.S. He made the confession while being interrogated.
Today we learned that the same group may now be in possession of a deadly cache of American-made firepower, Stinger missiles.
Do you think it was a willful decision?
A willful decision to go support an insurgency that had Salafist Al-Qaeda
and Muslim Brotherhood. A willful decision to do what they're doing, which you have to really ask the president, what is it that he actually is doing?
As I've said before, this aspect of our strategy was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
Now, U.S. military aircraft have dropped ammunition in areas held by ISIL terror group in Iraq. According to volunteer forces who are fighting the terrorists, American helicopters dropped boxes of weapons in Yathrib and Balad districts in the Salahuddin province.
We now hear that President Obama will ask Congress for $5.3 billion to equip and train Iraqi soldiers and quote-unquote moderate Syrian rebels to fight the Islamic State militants.
Reports say the U.S. military has airdropped weapons for the ISIL on several occasions.
Last month, I ordered our military to take targeted action against ISIL to stop its advances.
Do you know that he made the Air Force drop leaflets telling the ISIS truck drivers to get out, that bombs were going to fall? Did you know that? Does anyone know that he did that? This is going to make people think twice about this guy. This is not as clear as it may be of he's just a pacifist or a liberal. There's something more here, Donald.
And it's been more than a year now. ISIS's capabilities seem to be expanding. Were you aware that they had the capability of pulling off the kind of attack that they did in Paris? Are you concerned, and do you think they have that same capability to strike in the United States?
The unclassified reports have estimated that in just the first 12 months of renewed ISIS operations in Syria and Iraq, they recruited more than 22,000 foreign fighters. At least 4,000 are Westerners. So those are Americans, Brits, French citizens, German citizens.
It was very disturbing to pull this from the UN website in September. It says of the 381,412 arrivals that came across the Mediterranean Sea, this year up to September, that 15% were children, 13% were women, and 72% were men.
Such a backlash against Syrian refugees coming to the United States after the word that some of these attackers may have passed through Syria. 31 governors now say they don't want them living in their states. Many presidential candidates calling for a ban or religious tests. Congress moving for a moratorium on new refugees.
Do they point out that there's an extensive vetting process that includes the intelligence community, the departments of state and homeland security? In fact, George,
the concerns in Syria is that we don't have the systems in place on the ground to collect the information to vet. That would be the concern.
Yes, I think that's the challenge we're all talking about, is that we can only query against that which we have collected.
You can't account for what you don't know, and that goes to the intelligence deficit that I think is embedded in your question.
But apparently they're scared of widows and orphans coming into the United States of America as part of our tradition of compassion.
It's a terror threat unlike any Europe or the U.S. has seen before. It's the ultimate stealth weapon for ISIS.
A female suicide bomber is like a stealth precision weapon.
Stealth precision weapon, Brian, and this is a major change in strategy.
Thanks to our military and counterterrorism professionals, America is safer.
We may have somebody who comes to us and is simply not on our radar for any discernible reason. And there may also be the possibility that somebody decides to do something bad after they've been admitted through the process.
We do not close our hearts to these victims of such violence and somehow start equating the issue of refugees with the issue of terrorism.
Been reaching out to various countries that have been fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq, urging followers to attack in their home country.
The FBI is still gathering the facts about what happened in San Bernardino, but here's what we know. The victims were brutally murdered and injured by one of their co-workers and his wife.
So far, we have no evidence that the killers were directed by a terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of a broader conspiracy here at home.
Because we have the clearest indication yet that that shooting rampage 2 days ago in San Bernardino, California, was an act of terror inspired by ISIS.
New details. What a surprise, though. What a surprise. It's been 7 years since he's been in office, and yet all he does is attack Christians. Obama caught running ISIS. Get that out to everybody you know. Coming up, I'm going to tell you ways that you can get out of Obamacare instead of paying those high costs. And a man who sued the TSA twice coming up.
And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded. Everybody rolls.
Rob Dew here for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Call your local radio station. Ask them if they're carrying the fourth hour. It's a whole another hour of the show that they could be getting. And it's on TV as well. You can go to InfoWars.com/show.
watch the whole thing, look at the articles that we're showing you. The last piece we just played for the second part of that segment was how Obama was is caught running ISIS. Video's got 323,000 views right now. Put that out in December. And it just shows you the power of our listeners and our fans out there and fans of freedom that are sick and tired of the wool being pulled over everyone's eyes and they're just trying to show people what's going on. I mean, he admits it, that it's a Freudian slip, obviously, but he admits that they're training ISIS. I just think it's so ridiculous. So as I said, as we were going to break, I was going to talk about three ways to get out of Obamacare. And I'm actually in one of these, and I've used it for a couple years now, so I can attest that it does work for me. But here's the article out of Fox Business. Obamacare premiums will increase in 2016, but by how much? Well, they say the annual deductibles for the Silver plan are going to increase 17%. So you're going to have the deductible from $2,800 going to $4,400. And that's what you have to pay before they start paying any of those out-of-pocket costs. And for the family Silver plan, it's going to go from $5,800 to $6,800, so an extra $1,000. And the average family deductible skyrocketed in some states, including Washington, which saw a 76% increase, or roughly $3,500 a year. Mississippi, 42%. South Carolina, 37%. Now, insurance is only supposed to be in case you need it. It's not supposed to be you're paying all this money to these big executives of these insurance companies who help write the Obamacare plan so they could go on luxury vacations while you're scrambling to pay your bills each month. But just so you have insurance, and this is what people don't understand, you're paying that premium every month, $500, $600, $700, some people are $1,200 bucks a month. Then the insurance doesn't kick in and start paying until after you get to the deductible. That's another little add-on they put on. So that your deductible may be $5,000. So in addition to paying all this money each month, they're not going to touch your bill until it gets over a certain amount. Some plans it's $2,500. Some plans you have to pay a lot for a plan that's $500 a month. Now, I'm going to go over three groups out there. They're called health sharing groups. And basically what they do is there's not a big infrastructure. You join the group, you pay your monthly fee, and you pay it directly to people. Whatever they determine out, and it's a lot less than what you're going to pay for Obamacare. First one's Liberty HealthShare. We actually had the head of Liberty HealthShare on about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, talking about this. And the cost of healthcare are stacked against you. So this is their bold alternative. And basically it's, it's kind of you got to put on your big boy pants. You got to do a little bit of work, but let me tell you, it's worth it in the end because you really don't need insurance unless you get hurt. And the chances are you're not going to get hurt. Chances are you really don't need all this insurance that they're telling you you have to have. And so this is one way. Samaritan is another one. Samaritan Ministries. I'm actually a member. My whole family's a member of Samaritan Ministries. We pay, I think it's like $403 a month for the whole family. Okay. And what we have to cover, which you could call a deductible. They don't call it a deductible. But after $300, it kicks in. So do you like $2,500 deductible or $300, but we're not going to call it a deductible. They're just not going to cover the first $300 of it. But after that, we just had our fourth child, lovely little girl. All of it was covered by the health sharing ministry. Thank you, Samaritan. And then there's MediShare, MediShare. A lot of these, the only reason these three you can opt out of Obamacare is because they came in the 90s, since 1993. All these have been around that long, so they were able to opt out of the Obamacare madness that is going on. And a lot of people predicted this 2016 will be the year that Obamacare dies. So will it be? Will it be people just get fed up with putting most of their income, after they pay for their $3,000 tiny apartment, then they have to shell out another $600 a month for Obamacare that they're not even using? It's a lot of money, especially with, wages are not increasing. Salaries are not increasing as much unless you're working for the government, and those seem to go up astronomically. Here's an article Don Salazar just put out. David Spade, Obama should have more dignity than to appear on reality TV. I think that Michelle Obama's on Ellen more than I am, says Joe Dirtstar. And he was confronted by TMZ after he put out a tweet and then he erased it, probably got some backlash. You can't talk about Obama. So here's what he had to say when confronted by TMZ.
criticized Obama for going on the Bear Grylls running wild.
I criticized Obama because I thought, you know, a president should have a little more dignity than. I realize that Woodrow Wilson went on Dancing with the Stars once, but what president's doing reality shows? It just sounds weird to me. Right? It's just too much. So I think that, you know, Michelle Obama's on Ellen more than I am. I mean,
yeah. It's very weird. It's very weird that we have our president appearing on reality TV shows. Hey, when we get back, we're going to have the man who sued the TSA twice now.
On the run.
Stay tuned.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide.
All right, I'm your host, Rob Dude. This is the fourth hour. At the bottom of the hour, about half an hour left, and our next guest coming up, John Corbett, has sued the TSA not once, but twice. The first time, he just kind of sat around in limbo. It got rejected by the Supreme Court because they don't want to talk about this security theater. But where it all goes back to, where does it all go back to? Well, if you have seen Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, you know where it all starts. The birth of the TSA. Right there, Chapter 8, you can go to and watch all about the underwear bomber. And how, and within days, we came out talking about how it was a false flag government operation. Why? Not because we just decided to say that. Well, no, just because there was a witness. There was a witness there saying, hey, I saw a well-dressed man get this bomber onto the plane. His name was Kurt Haskell, and he's an attorney. Not a guy to run around and just make up stories like that. He was coming back from safari with his wife. Very successful attorney. Both him and his wife were attorneys at the time living in the Detroit area. And we put out several interviews with Kurt Haskell. There's one that I actually went to Detroit and interviewed him on camera in person and got him to talk about the whole story. Everything from seeing the well-dressed man get him onto the plane to seeing the FBI tackle the guy and bring him off the plane, but they kept everybody on the plane for 20 minutes, and then how they didn't check anybody else's bags. They just let everybody sit around with the bags in a closed room, and then he kept wanting to talk about this sharp-dressed man. Nobody wanted to talk to him about it. Nobody wanted to say anything about it. Nobody cared because they knew that was a government operation, so there's no reason to even go there. We've played you the clips of, I think his name's Patrick Kennedy, talking about how they had an operation going on and they didn't want to disclose that they were watching somebody, so they let him go through. They let the underwear bomber go through. They let it happen. Admitted from a government official. So in response to this, John Corbett decides to bypass and show how easily you could fake these TSA body scanners. But before that, right after the underwear bomber happened, you had Michael Chertoff, who was head of Homeland Security for a while. He's running around after this happens saying, we got to get body scanners. That's the only way we can stop an underwear bomb or a boob bomb or a pregnancy bomb is with body scanners. Oh, it turns out he represents Rapiscan and made hundreds of millions of dollars off that technology being put into airports all over the country, making you and your kids and your wife go through the naked body scanner. And we showed you that it shows a naked image of your body. We showed you that there's DNA that could be reprogrammed with those waves, the microwaves, the little microwaves that it goes that come out of the machine. So he filed a lawsuit, this recent one, just on December 24th. Paul Joseph Watson wrote about it. TSA hit with a lawsuit after nixing body scanner opt-out. And our guest is on the line right now. John, how are you doing?
Hey, Rob. Good to be with you again.
Yeah. So professional troublemaker, is that .com or .org?
Professional-troublemaker.com.
Professional-troublemaker.com. That is definitely what you are. Back in 2012, you put out the video showing you sewing in a little side pocket in a garment and going through the TSA body scanner with a little metal, it looked like a makeup case, but that could be the size of a bomb or a weapon or anything. And you showed that it could be done, and then you sued the TSA. And then they hit you with a gag order. Why don't you take everybody through the timeline of this since you started working on this this odyssey of going against a useless government agency?
Sure. It's been a long time, over 5 years now. Basically, the body scanners went into primary screening. That is, they were the front devices in airports across the country in October of 2010. So since then, I filed my lawsuit against the scanners in November 2010, gone through incredible litigation just to figure out what the right court to hear it is and what the rules around hearing that case will be and so forth. About 2 to 3 years just to figure that part out, and then another year for them to say that they didn't want to hear it at all.
Right. Yeah, they finally threw it out. They hit you with a gag order. They put out a redacted. I'm looking for that document right now. They put out, here it is, and it's from the article by Don Salazar. DOJ censors blogger for documents they released. They put out these documents here. I'm going to give you guys a larger scan right here. Y'all can see that. And what they redact out is after United, and even on the global scale, including Middle Eastern countries with extreme civil unrest and a high prevalence of improvised explosive devices in use on the ground, explosives on airplanes are extremely rare. For example, the TSA analyzed hijackings in 2007 and found 7 hijacking incidents across the globe, but none of them involved actual explosive devices. So they say they're extremely rare in the document. There it is right there. But they censored you. They said you couldn't talk about that. They put a gag order on you.
Yep, and unfortunately, I'm actually still under that gag order. So can't even comment on that other than say I'm glad that you guys found it and are sharing it with the people. But as far as its contents, I unfortunately am prohibited by law from commenting on it.
That's our loving country for you. Right there, telling you you can't talk about information they put out. That's why they don't want to show you the 28 pages of that 9/11 report. Well, go on. So you now you've filed this new lawsuit in response to what the TSA has done. The TSA put out a report saying they're not going to allow people to opt out of the body scanners anymore. So talk about that, why you've hit them with a new lawsuit.
That's right. So since 2010, when these lawsuits started coming in, I wasn't the only one. There's about half a dozen attorneys and law students and so forth across the country that filed suits. In each of the cases, the Department of Justice has said one of the reasons why these body scanners should be considered constitutional is that they're optional because you can opt for a pat-down. Now, a pat-down isn't really a great option. They're basically saying choose death by this way or so forth. But they said it was optional. And now that all these lawsuits have been finally thrown out, the TSA is now going back on what they're saying and saying, no, now that they're not optional, at any time we can actually force you to go through these scanners. So that's why I filed the suit about a week ago.
And where is your suit right now? What is the progress of it?
So the suit is just at the beginning part. The TSA has a period of time to respond to it, probably a few weeks, and they can ask for a few more weeks if they need to. The lawsuit asked for a preliminary injunction, so that'll be the first thing that's heard, to ask the court to say, while we're thinking about this case, the TSA should hold on this new order and continue screening the way it was before. There's at least one other case that also has a motion for, in that case, a temporary restraining order, which will be heard in probably this week. So there's a few fronts that the TSA is being challenged on about this. The other interesting thing is that this new rule was just arbitrarily made up by the TSA without what we call notice and comment rulemaking. So these federal agencies that are about to make a federal regulation or a rule or issue an order that affects the public are required by the Administrative Procedures Act to give notice in this document they call the Federal Register, which is a collection of all of these notices. And they're supposed to ask for and listen to comments from the public. When the TSA implemented the body scanners in 2010, they didn't do so, and they were ordered by a court in D.C. To actually do so. So they actually asked for comments in 2013, but still have not responded to them. But notwithstanding the original body scanner decision in 2010, they've now put out a new decision making them mandatory. They've again failed to do notice and comment rulemaking. So the TSA is basically saying we can do what we want when we want, and we don't think the courts are going to stop us. So that's what we're hoping is that the courts will eventually say. There's a couple rules, and we're going to ask you to follow those.
Yeah, exactly. This is the total lawlessness of our government. They make up these rules and regulations basically out of fairy tales. We showed it. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Chapter 8. You can go to it and watch all about the underwear bomber. All about how it was a total lie. It was an operation. They admitted it was an operation. We've proved it time and time again. Yet they keep up with these lies. They keep talking about them. They keep creating new versions of them. And now they create these laws where you can't opt out of the body scanners that they put in. And they don't even ask for public comment. They just say, that's it. You don't have a say in what we do to you. And if they can get through this, John, talk about this. If they can do this, if they can force you into a machine and say, without even public comment, what can they do to us after that? What else can they do to us, John?
You know, if the courts won't accept a challenge on this one, on making these machines mandatory, it really is a question of how far can they go and what are the boundaries. And if they can get away with this essentially virtual strip search, can they do a physical strip search? Can they ask you to bend over? I don't know where that line is. We're asking the courts to finally say, all right, you found the line, you've hit it, go back a few steps.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've probably made, I don't know, 15, 20 flights since the body scanners have gone in place. Never gone through a body scanner. Always had to opt out and go for the pat-down, which is just as humiliating. I think it's more humiliating than the pat-down. I think they did that on purpose. They create this invasive process where, you know, they basically touch every part of your body through the clothes and even pull open your waistband and look inside. I mean, it's pretty demeaning. And the guys that line up for that are, you know, seem to be like guys who would like to do stuff like that. A couple times I had a guy's like, man, I'm so sorry. I got to do this. I got to do it. I got my manager watching me over there. I got to do the full court press is what he called it. And of course, you laugh to try and mask the uncomfortableness of the situation. But it just shows you what kind of demons are running the TSA that they could just. And this is all created to set up. Now they've got the TSA in train stations. They're bringing them out to concerts. They're bringing them to sporting events. When's it going to stop? I mean, are they going to have body scanner machines set up at every giant public gathering that we all have to walk through? And you're right. They're trying to find out where they can go, how far they can take it. And what other media, John? What other media have you been contacted? Has contacted you about this case? Yeah, it sounds like his Skype. You know what? Let's try to go on the phone maybe and keep him on video Skype and just go to phone on there. But let's just look at this. Go back to 2010. Fear pays. Chertoff ex-security officials slammed for cashing in on government experience. After last month's plot to send bombs to Yemen to the United States aboard a cargo plane, former Homeland Security, which is a lie about that, former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff's whiskerless visage was ubiquitous on cable news, solemnly warning the nation needed stronger security procedures. And, of course, he was talking about body scanners the whole time. In the past year and a half, this is back in 2010, $118 million in stimulus funds have been used to buy technology from Rapiscan. But all that money hasn't produced many jobs. Of course, that's all Huffington Post is caring about, if their government's using this money to create jobs. ARRA Act, it was the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, accounts for only 84 positions, according to Huffington Post analysts of government data, meaning that roughly $1.4 million was spent to create each job. Yeah, this was a giant payoff. This is a payoff for people who served the government well, who stood up and lied to the American people, participated in some of these events. Who knows how many bodies are buried from the Chertoff regime. But all this was done to fool the American people and tell them they needed this security theater because it doesn't work. They even admit it doesn't work in their own reports, which we just showed you. That's from 2013. It's a Don Salazar article, Internal Documents. Body scanners, pat-downs, not for terrorists. That's in a Don Salazar article from 2013. So we've been covering this for years, years and years, and we go through it over and over again. It's just ridiculous. And I want to find the one that shows. Here it is. This is from 2014. Research definitively proves TSA body scanners are useless. Researchers with three of the nation's top universities have concluded that TSA body scanners can be easily defeated by anyone with a mycodium of know-how, confirming what InfoWars reported first 2 years ago. So we did that back in 2012. In essence, the machines which are supposed to detect weapons can be fooled by anyone hiding a weapon on the side of his or her body and render it invisible against the scan's black background. Did we get John back? Okay. Yeah, let's go to, is this the one that's shown people how he defeated it? Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's go to that. Let's show how easy it is to defeat these body scanners that they say you have to walk through for your safety.
To put it to the test, I bought a sewing kit from the dollar store, broke out my 8th grade home ec skills, and sewed a pocket directly on the side of a shirt. Then I took a random metallic object, in this case, a heavy metal carrying case that would easily alarm any of the old metal detectors, and I walked through a backscatter x-ray at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. On video, of course. While I'm not about to win any videography awards for my hidden camera footage, you can watch as I walk through the security line with the metal object in my new side pocket. My camera gets placed on a conveyor belt and goes through its own x-ray, and when it comes out, I'm through, and the object never left my pocket. Maybe just a fluke. Okay, let's try again at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport through one of the TSA's newest machines, a millimeter wave scanner with automated threat detection built in. With the metallic object in my side pocket, I enter the security line, my device goes through its own x-ray, I pass through, and I exit with the object without any complaints from the TSA.
There it is. A $1 sewing kit from the dollar, or I don't know, it might have been $2 from the dollar store, and 8th grade home ec skills. You can defeat a TSA body scanner. And they'll probably come after us saying we're bad for showing this, showing that their own machines don't work. John, how do you respond?
It's funny that you say that the initial media that responded to that video was actually contacted by the TSA's public relations department and threatened against publishing the video, saying that they were helping someone just to disparage the TSA. But The TSA never came out and said that the video wasn't true. They never came out to refute the claims. The problem is the vulnerabilities that I showed the world in 2012 still exist today. We're going to go into 2016, so about 4 years later, with the same vulnerability that would allow me to take an AK-47 through a body scanner.
Exactly. Exactly. Their next move after you put out that video is to attack you, saying you're bad for putting out this information. Here's an article from 2012 as well. John Corbett, TSA and FOIA Airport admit lying in FOIA response. They say they can. Tell us about that. They can just lie to you whenever they want as well. What happened back in 2012?
By law, they have to produce responses to FOIA requests, and they have to be lawful responses. But the only problem is there's no penalty if they're caught red-handed not doing it. The only penalty is that they're asked to release the documents that they were supposed to release in the first place after expensive litigation. So it's in their interest to basically take these responses and either not respond, or in this case, they flat out lied. They flat out told me they didn't have security video when in fact it turned out they did.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to believe that they don't have security cameras set up in that little area where they're going through all these pat downs. It's ludicrous.
They have they have signs that say this camera is under video surveillance. So yep. I went back, I took pictures of the sign of the domes, and I said, well, if these aren't your cameras, whose are they? And then they finally admitted that there were cameras.
Yeah, ridiculous. John, you're going to be back on Thursday with Alex talking more about this. I mean, just going through the entire lies of the TSA. I can't wait to see that interview. Thank you for joining us now. It's John Corbett of, I'm going to give out your website when we come back, professional-troublemaker.com. Thanks for joining us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Thank you.
us tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the InfoWars Nightly News. David Knight will be hosting. He's going to be talking about all the wars that are coming our way in 2016. He's also going to be interviewing Larry Pratt to talk about a new bill that's coming after your assault weapons, although some of us like to call them semi-automatics or defense weapons for when crazy people dress up in body armor and like to go shoot up workplaces. You have to be able to respond to that. Crazy stuff out there. Also, I got so into putting out all this information, forgot to tell you about our 15% off store-wide sale. Basically, we're gearing it around these gift cards that you get throughout the year, Christmas, birthday. People use them. It's a $50 gift card. You buy something, it's $40. You got 10 bucks left on it. Grab all those old gift cards. Go use them at the InfoWars store. It supports what we're doing, and it's money that you're leaving sitting around. That's why these companies love giving out gift cards, because people use them once, they got a little bit left over. Billions of dollars go left unspent. So grab your, find your old gift cards, see how much is left on them. Get on InfoWarsStore.com. We got InfoWars Life. We've got some survivalist products. We've got water filters. Anything you could think of. Got some great movies. Hey, maybe pick up a copy of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Go to Chapter 8. Learn about the underwear bomber. And what was interesting about this is as we were making this film, which had nothing to do with the underwear bomber, it hadn't even happened yet. It kicks off in December of 2009. That starts happening. And as we're making this, I go, Alex, we got to add this to the movie. This is, and it ends up being a pretty long segment in the movie. How long is it? It is 2 hours and 15 minutes. Plus, we got 33 minutes of bonus footage. It's a very long film. I'm proud to be a co-director on that with Alex Jones and Jason Douglas. And it was just about a year in production and post-production. We also go to Pittsburgh, show you what they were doing there for the G20, how they were training the police to see us as animals and as people that should be shot at with pepper spray, beanbags, and sound cannons. That was all training. So they brought police from all over the country to learn how to control you because they're getting that government money. And that's the way that goes. So definitely join us tonight at 7 p.m. Central. I don't even know what's on the Drudge Report right now. I haven't even checked. ISIS top story in 2015. It should be ISIS funded by U.S. government top story in 2015. FEC chair who sought to regulate Drudge slams colleagues as dysfunctional. Refresh that one. Oh, is this old? I don't know how to work an iPad. Ah, there it is. Poll: Clinton, Trump in dead heat. So this is new. All right. CNN anchor passes out on live TV. She's 6 months pregnant, but she probably has to work to pay to live wherever CNN's broadcasting. Probably has to. She can't afford to not work at this point. And then you can see Granny's Magical Christmas. There's Hare Hillary out walking with her grandchild. Well, you should look into who the Clinton daughter married. Very interesting. And there's Bill in the background. They're going to pull Bill out, try to push Hillary in your face. You going to let him do it? Hopefully you'll be out there at some of these events Hillary's at, asking her questions she doesn't want to answer. Ask her about the emails. Ask her about Benghazi. Ask her about what she did at the State Department. Yeah, what are you going to do about bullying? People be mean. Yeah, ask her about issues of no significance, like bullying. You know, one way to defeat a bully is to punch him in the nose, and they usually back down pretty quickly. That's our show for today. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. You can also check us out on YouTube at the Alex Jones Channel. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Join us again 7 p.m. Central tonight with David Knight doing the InfoWars Nightly News. And join us back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, for the Alex Jones Show. This is Rob Dew signing out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.